It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. We're sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm watching people do safe selfies here. The way the show works is we bring in the food, smells good, and usually when we bring in the food, we have Tom over here, Tom Lounges, sampling it for us.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff. You know, I think Tom, he makes sure he has a show in the studio when we bring in food. Because last week, we didn't have food. And Tom didn't come to the studio.
Nope.
What's going on with that? Is there a connection there, Jose, you think?
Oh, we work something out. Every time we smell something, we stick around a little more.
That's why you guys always say to me, we need a month schedule of who you bring in, Nick. And it's Tom Lounges that asks me for that.
That's right.
Have a full menu, right?
Yeah. So what's up, Jose?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much. Just filling in for Sharon today.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Today, Jose's filling in for Sharon Jackson. I think she's down in Texas. I think she's connecting plumbing or some electrical wires or something. She's doing something down there.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope she's all right. I heard a lot of stuff going down in Texas. So.
That's why we sent her down. Sent her down with the NIPSCO crew. They went down, they went down together. You see Sharon up there just splicing some wires right now, huh?
Up to her
waist in electrical and some water. So how you like the thaw so far? Is it nice?
You said the what?
The thaw.
The thaw? Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying it. I'm hoping spring is around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, I didn't get to catch up with the groundhog.
No.
But
the COVID ruined the groundhog.
Oh, so he didn't see a shadow?
Well, I don't think he's seen anything but a needle.
Oh.
You know, he had to get a
shot.
Oh,
vaccine.
Yeah,
okay.
He had a shot. He had a...
Okay, I was hoping, you know, he's okay.
he is okay. Folks, thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat with Jose, who's sitting in for Sharon Jackson, and me, Chef Nick. And today we're going to try to warm up, get some sunshine, try to hit the tropics a little bit.
Yeah, I say let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think what we're going to go visit is the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps over in Jamaica.
I'm down for that.
You got a boat?
Yeah, you want me to get it all started?
Yeah, we're going to just head right out here on, what's that lake over there in Hobart?
Lake George.
Lake George. We're taking off from Lake George, and we're going to go to Lake Michigan, down Turkey Creek, and we're going to head over to Jamaica.
Isn't the Mississippi River involved?
We're going to skip all that. Just going to jump over, and we're going to head right out to Jamaica.
Yeah, we're going
you got that speedboat going. You're a good driver, though.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going full speed right now.
Yeah, you don't even hear me jumping around or my voice fluttering or anything in the wind.
Faster than the speed of sound. That's faster. Why it's completely silent.
So what we're going to do is we're going to visit Leslie and Deja from the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps out of Maryville. So we really didn't go to Jamaica, folks. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin it for you, but we really, really did go to Jamaica. But Jamaica came to us today.
Oh, I smell it.
And you
it.
Smell it, don't mm-hmm. you? Tom's eating it.
My mouth is watering
and,
right
and
now.
People over here in the radio station and the TV station, come on over here to us and get some great food from the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps out of Maryville. So today we're going to have Deja and Leslie. They're from the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps out of Maryville. And they brought some gift cards. So if you call in 769-9577, 769-9577, you get a chance to win a gift card to the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps out of Maryville. Ladies, how are you doing? Real
Hi.
Good. I'm glad you guys joined. You guys are looking really nice in your nice green shirts there. That makes me feel good, too, that it's just that color green.
Thank you.
So, Leslie, you are the owner and operator of the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps out of Maryville.
Yes, I am.
So give us a little background about yourself.
Myself, I'm just retired as a restaurant manager.
Okay.
So I was a restaurant manager at 7-Eleven on the Toll Road for a couple of years, and I decided to open back up the restaurant, which I had before in Gary. It was called Rap City, mm-hmm. and we just added a little twist to it, and now we're bringing the Jamaican dinners with it.
And where in Gary was that located?
It was on 37th and Grant.
Okay. And what you ended up how long did that operate for?
We was there for about 2 years, and then we decided to not do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
But we still got emails from people asking where we at. We had another location. So after the time went on, I learned how to manage better. Mm-hmm. So I decided we can give it another try.
Okay. What other foods have you ever dealt with other than the jerk or the Jamaican stuff?
That's about it.
Do you consider your food Jamaican? What you
no,
do?
we say Caribbean because we're not from Jamaica.
Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know. I'm just kidding. Actually, somebody at my work today asked me what was the Caribbean or where is the Caribbean.
Right.
So where is that?
Jamaica, you have the West Indies.
Yeah.
So.
Like Freeport, yes. Nassau. Oh, beautiful. That's where I went for my honeymoon.
Oh.
Oh, beautiful areas.
So, yeah. So basically, I grew up around the Jamaican food.
Okay.
And my mom loves to cook it. So she's behind the Jamaican aspect of it. I'm behind the wraps.
Okay.
So that's how we got started. We collaborated and we came up with this and we're giving it another shot.
So is your mother Jamaican?
No, she's not.
Okay.
She, back in the 80s, my mom and dad divorced and she got a Jamaican boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he cooked curry goat, curry, foods, dumplings, and all different types of rice and peas, and just every day we were eating rice, and my mom learned how to cook like him, and she'd been doing it for years, so we decided to go ahead and do it.
So he brought the flavors over?
Yes.
And he was from Jamaica?
Yes, he was a Jamaican. I'm from a small town, Hammond, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
This was in the 80s. I was in the fifth grade. He was the only Jamaican in town. Mm-hmm. There was no other, so yeah.
So when you're in a big crowd of people and he opened up and said something, you knew who he was right away?
Yeah.
Did he do the Yama in London?
It was Cha. He used to, you know. He was Jamaican. He was from Jamaica, so yes.
So who's the pretty girl next to you?
That's my daughter, Deja.
Deja, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
And what's your role in the restaurant?
I just, live in Indianapolis, and I just come in and help, like, you know, cashier, help stock and make the wraps.
So what are you doing in Indianapolis?
I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh, really? So What school are you at?
Mount Zion 11 Daycare.
Okay, you got to say hi to all of them. Are they listening? I hope they're listening.
I hope so. Hey, family back.
Because they can get us online, right?
Yep, lakeshorepublicradio.org.
There you go.
Okay.
So what other past jobs have you had, Deja? Did you always work with your mother, or did you ever do other items except for teaching?
No, I've been in the education field since I left high school.
Oh, really? So You've always been in the education field.
Yeah, but my first job, I believe, 16, was Taco Bell.
So oh, really?
So I know how to rap really good.
So what's your role there? I mean, you just like the filler? You just come in and help out?
Yeah, I just come in and help out. So if somebody needs the day off or something, and then they know I'm coming in town,
So, Leslie, do you like know when the load's coming in and you say, Deja, I need you this day? Is that how it works?
No, she's just been saying, I want a jerk taco. I'll be in town this weekend. So when she says that, we know she's coming. She loves the shish kebab, so she lets know ahead of time, and then that way, like, I let the other Deja know, my niece, who's also works there.
That's the other Deja.
Yeah, that's the other Deja. Okay. And I let her know, oh, you got this Saturday off because Deja will be in town. So,
folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Ask these ladies a question about the food that they offer at the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps in Merrillville. And they're going to send you out the gift card so you can taste what we're tasting here in the studio and you can smell it, too. So let's talk about your restaurant.
Okay.
Where is it actually located? Give us some landmarks so people have an idea where it's at.
It's the address is 1401 East 82nd Avenue, and that's right directly across from Red Lobster. So if you turn by Popeyes, mm-hmm. we're on the same side as Popeyes. There's a Thai cuisine, mm-hmm. and then there's us.
Okay. Now, why did you pick that spot?
We were searching high and low for spots, and my mom usually is the one that goes out and look for spots. I was working in Elkhart, and I kept saying, I'm tired, Mom. Could you find me a spot? She looked high and low, and I think her cousin had told her, hey, I know the perfect spot, because she wants the outside patio.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at the Sharks. We went for it, and we were able to get it.
Now, give people an idea like what the decor is, you know, when they walk. Just give them a picture of what they're going to see when they pull up.
We had a guy come in and airbrushed. She wanted to do a aquarium theme. So mm-hmm. we have a aquarium airbrushed on the walls. We have, when you walk up to order, it's like a little hut. Mm-hmm. And then we have airbrushed a sandy beach type of atmosphere. We just want to have a nice vibe in there. So we did the calm waters, and I think everybody likes it.
I like it. I was in there. And what do you do? What's that metal stuff? What's that called when they do the...
Jose?
When they do the metal stuff. What's that, that washboard? Is what's that called?
I see that on the front. It's like a little tin look, but that's what that's the look she was looking for, and we found it. But her husband's a carpenter.
Okay.
So he built the all the tables. He built the hut. He did the outside menu board. He put the wood around there, so he did.
It looks nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? It's nice and open and airy kind of, too. So, you know, it's, when you go in, and it, does it have communal seating? Does it have, like, bench seating? I forgot.
Yeah, there's a couple of benches in there.
Okay. Now, how long have you guys been operating?
We opened up December of last year.
Oh, so it's been just
a couple of months. Yes.
Really? So, yes. Deja, just to get your attention here, just like the classroom, right?
Right.
I lost my train of thought. So you guys do carryouts there? Is that a big part of the business?
Yeah, we do carryouts, and we have Grubhub and Uber Eats and DoorDash.
How's that work for you, that Uber Eats and DoorDash?
The DoorDash is working pretty well. We recently just got the Grubhub, so just a couple of orders on the Grubhub, but the DoorDash has really been working for us.
And do they have to call DoorDash to place their order?
Yeah, so they have an app on their phone, mm-hmm. and they just place their order on the app, and then we have an iPad at the store, and the order comes up, and we, you know, accept the order, then a DoorDash driver will come and pick up the food.
Okay. So you've only been open for a few months now. What's been one of the first challenges that kind of hit you in the face? And we're just talking because there's people out there that want to open a restaurant, and they all think it's easy. A lot of people is like, hey, I'm going to open a restaurant, and my family will be here. We're going to have fun. We're going to play music, drink ouzo. I mean, that's what I used to think. Right. But what are the few things that kind of hit you first thing?
It's not easy. I mean, you have to chase your dream. But the main thing for us is, to me, people expect, because we're a Black-owned business, uh-huh. for us to have to do more than the average to please them. Like, we do have good customer service. All our food is fresh. But you have people come in and say, is your chicken real? Or just the craziest things. And I'm like, okay. So patience to me is a big one. Just keeping my patience. Then like if we use a Square payment, Square doesn't itemize your receipt. Right. Oh, I need an itemized receipt. I'm like, I showed them a screen. This is what you pay for it. Here go your Square receipt. You can't itemize that for me. I'm like, Square doesn't itemize. Yeah. But like, it's like they just want us to do so much more, just like prove ourselves. And I'm like, let the food, if you like it, come back. We're going to treat you good and let that be that. So,
you know, find out as time goes on. I don't want to say it this way, but you kind of almost train your public a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Once they like the food and they come back, they'll learn your system too. And all those troubles start to go to the wayside. You know, and it's like everyone understands that, hey, this is how it works.
Right.
Works here, and they kind of go with it. And we got somebody on the line.
Yeah, we have Roy from Valparaiso.
Hey, Roy, how are you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good.
I just got to say to you, what's up, man?
Oh, no, I'm coming back from teaching, and I'm hearing about all this wonderful stuff, and I'm like, wow, you know, I always want to try different things, and one of the things that I always have an issue is that, like, there's so many good stuff, so many good things, but I don't know what to actually get or what I want to be, like, my thing. And I was just wondering if you guys happen to have, like a platter or something that has, like, a taste of different things or something like that.
We actually don't. Most people just keep coming and trying. Like, people get burnt out, like, when they come, they'll come the whole week. You'll see them for 2 or 3 weeks straight, and then you don't see them anymore. And then they have to give it a break and come back. So everything is really tasteful. So you can just come and try and just keep coming back. I'm sure every time we have something that you can try that's different. Even on like Fridays, like we don't actually have kebabs on the menu, but I'm like, hey, let's try kebabs today. So because we're firing up the grill, so We can do mm-hmm. jerk burgers sometime. Like anything that comes on my mind on a Friday, I have them throw it on the grill and I put it on Facebook.
So have you ever experienced any jerk food?
I have a little bit, a little taste of this and that when I've like gone to different places, but I haven't like, I don't know if it's authentic or not. And that's kind of like, you know, I want to try to like get that experience. So when you're talking about how, like, you know, you learned this stuff and how, like, you know, your relationship with people, and I was like, wow, you know what, maybe, you know, it gives me a chance to, like, you know, experience new things. So,
you know, we've done a lot of restaurants and we've done a lot out of Valparaiso, and I don't think there's a restaurant. I have not done a place that's done food from Jamaica, that kind of flavor of food, that kind of spin on things.
Yeah, this is
you're the first one.
We actually have real Jamaicans come to our restaurant, and they've been back several times, so I think it's pretty authentic.
So you heard that, didn't you?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now, so when you go ahead.
I was going to ask also, is it possible to, do you guys have like your menu like online?
Yes, you can look on Facebook. We are Tropical Jerk Cuts and Wraps, and if you look under the menu, our menu is listed there for you.
How's that sound?
Okay, cool.
So we're going to send you out a gift card to the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps out of Merrillville, and you're going to give it a shot yourself. How's that?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Folks, it's that easy. Just give us a call, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And you know what? Get your jerk on. Who thought of the name? Did you do the name so you really explained what you had? Because some people, you know how it is. You know, you have a place like this that does some Jamaican food, and they come up with a name like, you know, the Rastafarian or something like that. I mean,
my brother and my sister-in-law, they said, make sure that your name says what you do. So it was hard because, like I said, we had Rap City, and that's my thing. And I didn't want to let it go, mm-hmm. but I want them to know that there was more than just rap, so the jerk side of it, so we know we had to put jerk in there for people to know that it was authentic and they can come. So, but we didn't want to name it Caribbean or Caribbean because we're not from there, so we came up with the Tropical Jerk.
So Deja, you know, you talk with your mother a lot, so, and same thing with you, Leslie. I mean, there's so many things you can go do out there with food. You can be a baker, you can produce and try to sell potato salad. Why'd you decide to go this route? Which I think is a good route because, you know what, you don't hear of too many places like this, especially in Northwest Indiana.
I'm not a cook. I don't cook. So I had to do something that I liked that was simple for me. The wraps, I came up with all the wraps, and I just want to put a little different stuff on there to make people a little bit different. I just love wraps, and my mom loves barbecue and jerk food. I have my cousin. He's on the grill. He loves the barbecue. So we brought him in. So he's our griller, and he's hit there early in the morning. He's firing up the grill. He's posting on Facebook. Everything is fresh, and it's like he loves to do it, so we just got people with us that wants to do it.
So do you have, from what I'm talking with you guys, you have a lot of family members that
work? Yeah, it's a family-owned business. It's me, my mom, my cousin, Darcel, and my niece, Deja. And then we have my son just turned 16, so he come on the weekends and help, and then I have my daughter coming down.
Wow.
Yeah.
So no one calls off on you?
Nope. Nope.
Am I pretty but much right? And they probably come in when you ask them, too,
don't
they?
That was a nightmare thinking about it. Because, like I said, I was a restaurant manager. And
you know what it's like.
I didn't work many days by myself, so I was like, no, this is going to be family business so that I have the support that I need.
So what is jerk? What makes those seasonings come together to make it jerk chicken or jerk this or...
It's the spices, it's the garlic, the onion, it's the cayenne peppers, it's all spices coming together to make it jerk.
Okay, so when I had your jerk chicken, am I wrong? Did I taste a little mesquite in there?
No mesquite.
Really?
Boy, no mesquite.
It's like a barbecue or something in there. There was something different in it.
It was the actual, like the marinade part of it that made it probably what she was tasting.
Deja, do you guys marinate everything?
Yes.
Okay. What different proteins or what meats do you offer that are marinated?
I know we do the chicken. I know we do ribs.
Uh-huh.
So that's the two main meats that we do
okay.
that's marinated.
So do you do any beef?
No, not at this time.
Not at this time. Now, what? Okay, you have. I've seen that you have some equipment back there. Now, you have a grill and a broiler. Now, is your broiler a gas broiler? Do you put coals in there? Do you do anything like that?
It's a gas grill that we use the flat tops for the wraps. Then we have the actual charcoal grill that we're doing the jerk chicken on.
That's what probably now yeah. when the chicken. So basically, I'm trying to put people step by step. So you marinate it.
Marinate.
You bring it out and then you cook it on the
charcoal grill.
I bet you that's what I was tasting.
Mm-hmm.
It was the and you didn't want to tell me that because you're trying to hide secrets from me.
No, you have the
folks. You need to call in 769-9577. Get a gift card from these ladies from the Tropical Jerk Cut and Wrap. We got Deja and Leslie here on 89.1 FM. It's Leslie. Let's eat. It's me, Chef Nick, and Jose. And find out the true secrets behind this jerk because it's like I got to keep the jerking it out of you somehow.
You have to have – the real jerk has to come off the grill.
Yes. Does it?
You have to.
So real jerk has got to be cooked on a charcoal grill.
Yes.
Yes, for that.
So you guys actually like put charcoal in there and light it
yes.
up and everything?
Yes, every morning.
Every morning.
Now, cook do you fresh. Use a certain briquette? I mean, is there
– just camphor, regular charcoal.
Charcoal. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, and when you put that marinade, it's all pre-marinated. Are you like dousing more marinade on
it? Yeah, once it's done, he bases it again with the marinade.
And you say he? Who's that?
Louis, my cousin.
Louis, your cousin. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many people you think you got in there? About 6-7 people.
Five or six.
Mm-hmm. So when people come through the drive-thru, and it's just like my drive-thru, the speaker, it's not a speaker system.
Right.
And they're going to come up to the window and they're going to order. And we were talking this off mic, and the same thing with me. Folks out there, this stuff is cooked fresh to order.
Yes.
Right.
Fresh to order. So it's not like you go in there and it's in this little warmer, and then you just kind of zap it up a little bit and send it out. When somebody orders something, you're doing from scratch.
From scratch, right on the grill, yes.
So it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah. All the wraps, the chicken is going on the grill raw. We're seasoning it, so it's going to take 10, 15 minutes
10 or 15
for it to get
minutes.
Done. We're not fast food. You're not getting it.
You know, ladies, I go to these places and I watch them because I watch everything, Jose. I'll actually go to a restaurant and actually start to sneak back into the kitchen.
It's true.
It's true. And I start looking through the windows, and they're probably thinking, who is this guy looking at me? But I love to look at the equipment, how right. things are moving, the system and everything. When I went there, I noticed you guys were cooking my stuff.
Yeah, we have the open concept. You can watch us right there on the grill making food.
So how's the virus been treating you?
I don't think it's really have affected us because we're the new business. Mm-hmm. So we sent out mailers in the ads in the paper. People got them and they're coming in from that word of mouth. So people are just coming in. They have their mask on. Mm-hmm. Some people sit down. Most people taking it to go. So.
Well, I'm going to go off track here, Deja. What's going on with your school? Are they, are you guys teaching in person down in Indy? What's going on?
Yes, it's in person. So, I mean, we, like the parents used to come in and be able to, like, you know, come see their kids just to peek in. So they're not allowed to do that no more.
Oh, really?
We're taking temperatures at the door, you mm-hmm. know, we're just taking real precautions. All the teachers have to wear a mask. And so our kids are coming back. The parents is ready for them to get out the house, basically. So,
yeah. You guys, did you do all the Zoom stuff, and did you have to deal with that, like the online learning? Did you?
We didn't.
Okay, I tell you what, my son, he's a senior, and it doesn't even feel like he had a senior year of high school. I mean, he hasn't been there at all, or nothing's been going on. But as far as the restaurant go. You kind of caught, I don't want to say the end of the virus, but now we understand what's kind of going on.
Right.
Everyone's kind of used to masks. So everything seems to be, because I noticed you had like a sneeze guard up and stuff like
that. Right.
Did you cut off some of the seats? You tried to space it out?
Yeah, we got some blocked off, so area of the seat is open for people to sit down.
Now, what are your hours of operation?
We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Saturday, 11 to 5.
Okay. Now, do you get like certain peak times?
It's been crazy. Like, first it started off, we was like a lunch thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like we're a dinner thing. This week, we've been like steady.
I feel like I'm talking to myself in a little bit.
Right.
Because that's
crazy.
How our restaurant is. It's like some weeks it's like the lunches are great, but you're waiting for that dinner and like, oh, that's going to be the, you know, right, the cream. And then it's like the dinner's soft. And then other weeks it's like the lunch is soft and you're thinking, okay. And then the dinner just smacks you in the face.
Right. That's how it's been.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
And then if you get both, which we haven't been, but when you get both, that's a gravy day.
Right.
That's a day that you've been pretty good.
Yeah.
Folks, you're joining us here on Let's Eat. We're on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. We want you to call in 769-9577. We have the ladies from the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps out of Merrillville, right across the street from the Red Lobster over there. And we have Leslie, the owner, and Deja, her daughter, and they're here visiting. And they want to take your questions so they can give you a gift card so you can try some of this food that we have right here in front of us. So your menu is basically, you have like a lunch menu. You have a lunch menu. You have some lunch specials.
Right.
Right. And then the rest of the menu is dinner-ish or wraps and things like that.
Right.
Now, can people call in and just have it ready to go? Is that a big thing?
Yes.
You kind of encourage that, don't you?
Yes, to call in.
So tell us the number they could call in on.
Our number is area code 219-472-0184.
And basically, your menu got a lot of wraps.
Yes.
Okay. And what are the shells that you offer?
We offer spinach, garlic and herb, jalapeno and cheese, wheat, flour. And we just got our gluten-free wrap, which we're excited about because we had a lot of customers requesting gluten-free. But I just wanted to make sure we had the right size. I didn't want the small one, so I got the 12-inch wrap.
Where'd you get the 12-inch ones
at? I got the 12-inch Because,
you know what, I'm telling you what I have to do, okay, for my gluten-free wrap. I got to go to all these and get these little 6-inches
right,
and put them together.
That.
No, they're hard to wrap.
Yeah.
I got to wrap and then wrap them in paper.
Yep, so.
So off air, you got to tell me where you got that 12-inch.
I'll tell you.
I mean, we're far enough apart that I'm not going to disturb your wrap
business. I'll let you know where I got the gluten-free wraps, but they're available for you all now.
So what's the biggest selling wrap you have?
Jerk chicken wrap.
Really? Is that the biggest item you guys sell? A lot of jerk chicken?
Yeah.
But another wrap, though, is our major wrap. That's a good seller, too. It's steak, and it has chihuahua cheese on it, sour cream, pico de gallo, lettuce. That's a big seller also.
Now, you brought one of those in?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I want y'all to try something different. I bought y'all a black pepper chicken wrap. It's really good.
Okay, explain it a little bit.
It has chicken, soy sauce, grilled onions, and bell peppers, and rice.
Was that one in the regular wrap or the spinach
one? It's on the garlic and herb wrap.
The garlic and herb wrap.
Yes.
Okay. Because I definitely tasted, I thought it was like teriyaki or soy saucy, and I was like, very delicious.
Okay.
I was over here eating, by the way. Anyone was wondering.
Yeah, and no, that's why I had to get your attention to get Roy on the phone. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
Oh, no. So, Roy's okay.
So, you know, we're in the lentil season. So what do you got to offer? Like today's today's Friday. Everyone gets fish. What do you guys offer for seafood?
We do have tilapia, and it comes with a cabbage. And it has a red pepper aioli sauce on it.
And that's a wrap?
It's a wrap.
Oh,
and
wow.
They love it. They love it.
Oh, people like tilapia.
And then we also have a blackened shrimp wrap, and that's shrimp with coleslaw and a red pepper sauce and grilled onions.
In the wrap.
Yes.
Now, these wraps, these are all coming out of your mind?
Yes.
Okay. Are anyone else have you discovered these flavors?
Because,
I mean, that's kind of cool, putting the coleslaw in there with the shrimp and things
like that. That one there actually was my sister-in-law, Keisha. She's a pastor over at Kalamazoo.
Okay.
Faith Life Church. And I said, I need a shrimp wrap on there. And she made the menus also. And she came back with, I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I went with it. And people like it. And so, I love the coleslaw. Like, it's delicious.
Do you guys make your own coleslaw?
Yes, we make our own coleslaw. Our potato salad is delicious. We had customers coming like, this is the best potato salad I ever made. I try to put stuff on there that I love myself, that
right.
My mom makes. Like, she makes great homemade potato salad. So that just had to be on
So I also noticed, was that mac and cheese in one of the cups?
Yes.
Very
she
delicious.
Made the,
yeah, she's homemade, made that too.
And it was like so Southern style, right?
Yes.
I noticed it was like clumped. And
yeah, it had the breakfast.
Yeah, she would not make macaroni unless she has clumps of cheese. So she has
to.
I'm the same way. I love the clumps and the hard top.
Yes.
Like, so delicious.
So sauces. You guys make all your sauces?
No.
No?
No.
What sauces do you make?
The only sauces, well, we make like our own red pepper aioli sauce.
Uh-huh.
Basically, like the chipotle and things like that, we
you bring in?
We bring in.
Yeah, I bring in my chipotle too.
So you also, with the chicken or the jerk that you have, what cuts of chicken do you get? Is it all breast? Is it mixed? What do you
mixed. You can get a half a chicken.
I'm saying when you do the jerk.
Okay.
Is it? Can I notice on the board? I think you brought it out, or maybe it was the other Deja. I'm like, what's dark jerk and what's white jerk?
Okay, so yeah, we do. Go ahead, Deja.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the two-piece dark jerk is the leg and the thigh, and then the two-piece white jerk is the wing and the breast, and then for the $14.99, the four-piece dinner, you get the breast, the leg, the thigh, and the wing.
Okay, so when I had my taco jerk, mm-hmm. okay, that meat that's in there.
That was chicken breast.
That's all chicken breast, mm-hmm. and that's marinated.
Yes.
And then that's when you guys put it on the charcoal and then
chop it up
and have it ready for
yes.
us.
Yes.
So what was on the kebabs?
We had the jerk chicken breast. We had squash. We had bell peppers. We had the yellow and the green bell pepper. And I think maybe orange.
Didn't they look good? Actually, I thought it was beef. You know, I thought it was filet mignon.
I thought it was too.
And I put it in my coat pocket to take it home later, but they told me it was chicken, so I put it back.
Oh no, when I put it in my mouth, like it's so like moist and
Thank
flavorful.
You.
And I thought it was like a filet mignon beef.
Oh, you know what? When I had that jerk taco chicken, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it so much that I ate one. And I took the other one back, and I split it up with the cook. I had another cook, and we tasted, and he really, really enjoyed it.
I've also been to some cookouts. I won't name any names, but some cookouts where the bigger the piece of chicken I see, and it's usually dried out,
right,
and I'm
right.
like, oh, I'm kind of hesitant to bite in. But it was, like I said, I cut it with my fork, I think. It was so tender,
and
it was so delicious.
We had a customer requesting them, so she comes to get them, and she puts it on Facebook or the Maryville page and how good they were. And some guy commented, it looks like it's dry. She said, oh, no, it's not dry.
Not at all.
So what else did you bring for us?
I had brought the jerk chicken wrap. I bought y'all cabbage, macaroni and cheese, and the kebabs,
which are probably all gone.
And the black chicken on spinach, and I gave you the... Oh, and some jerk wings.
So, the one thing I really enjoyed, but I kind of cut down because I have something, is ribs.
Yes.
You guys, I saw you have ribs. I got your menu here. It's a beautiful picture of a rib, too. So, how is that rib done?
It's a baby back rib, and it's marinated overnight also, and it's on the charcoal grill as well.
Okay. So, do you smoke that ahead of time, or you bake it ahead of time, or you just put it on the grill and just cook it?
He wraps it.
I think he wraps it in foil.
He wraps it and he puts it on there, and they're really tender, and they really have a lot of flavor.
So it's the baby back rib.
Yes.
Which is the high end of all the ribs. Now you sell a lot of those?
Yes.
Do you? Now how long?
We were surprised. She actually she didn't think we were going to sell as many ribs as we did.
Yeah, because it's a high ticket item.
But they go. And on Fridays, we have a special. We get the half a slab for $14.99. So that's a good day to come try it.
Sounds like what's your busiest day, you think?
Friday. Saturday are picking up.
Yeah. It's a shame, though, ladies, is they shut down that Holiday Star, and that was a big draw. That brought a lot of people in to eat and stuff like that. So, but you're in a good location, right, across all the big
right.
restaurants and stuff over there, and all the hotels they got over there. It's amazing how many.
Yeah.
I grew up in Maryville. I went to Maryville High School.
Me too.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I graduated in 1980, a long time ago.
Too.
You too?
Maryville, yeah. Maryville alums.
All right. Go Pirates. But back then, there was no hotels. And when I went to visit you, I haven't been back there for a while. Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at how many hotels and stuff. You get a lot of crowd from that area?
Not as much. A lot of people are, like I had a customer come in from a hotel the other day. They said like basically they're living there. So it's like their money is really going
to live there.
So,
folks, we only got about 15 minutes left. If you want to give us a call, 769-9577. We're sitting here on Let's Eat with Jose and me, Chef Nick. And Jose just ate something and had a really nice look on his face. What was that about, Jose?
It's all fantastic. I'm just trying the cabbage now.
Okay.
It's like got a hint of sweetness, but there's also that spice in there as mm-hmm. well. Like very warm. It makes me feel warm. I don't know what it is. Like,
maybe it's that beer you're growing.
Oh, this has been here since like the fifth grade.
Yeah, folks, you want you to dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and visit with Leslie, the owner and operator of the Tropical Jerk Hunt and Wraps, and her daughter Deja is sitting here. And they have gift cards they're willing to give away for you to come out and try their food. So you guys also have, going through the menu here, you have plantains.
Oh, yes.
I can't say that correctly.
Plantains.
Plantains. And what is a plantain?
It's in the banana family. It's sweet. You only can eat them when they're ripe. That's the only way you're going to get the best
Now, they
flavor.
Always look very green to me, though.
You don't want to get them while they're green. They need
they actually change color?
Yeah.
That's how much I don't know.
They need the black spots on there for them to be sweet. And they're really sweet. My mom, she takes the Jamaican bread, she puts butter on there, and she makes plantain sandwiches. Like, she eats
Wait, what's the I saw this on here now. You're going fast. You got to realize, I've never had anybody with any kind of Jamaican food on the show. And this I think you're like one of the only places I know in this area that serves this up. Everyone else is probably just making it up, you know. So what is the Jamaican bread?
It's a hard dough bread. It's really good.
Hard dough bread?
Mm-hmm.
So it's crusty?
Not really crusty. Well, the top a little bit, but I don't know. It's not like a normal bread. It's a little harder.
Right? Drier?
It's drier.
Uh-huh.
But it got a little sweet taste in there.
Okay. So you got the plantains. How are you dealing with that? How are you preparing that? I mean, I've seen them where they just kind of flatten them and they might make a sandwich out of it or something like that. How do you guys deal with them?
We cook it in coconut oil.
Oh, you guys, really?
Mm-hmm.
How many fryers you got?
We only got one fryer, but we have a little deep fryer.
For the coconut oil?
Just for the coconut oil.
Coconut oil is, I don't know of anyone that's cooked with coconut oil. Peanut oil, I've seen. So what do? You do them whole? You cut them? How are they served? What are we seeing when we get
it? They come with their dinner. You get two slices with the dinner, but you got people that order a whole order, which is a whole plantain.
Okay.
So it comes with the dinner.
So is it like a starch, a side dish? Is it sweet? Is it savory?
It's sweet.
It's sweet. So mm-hmm. it's something to clear your palate after you're done eating?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the most biggest seasoning you guys use in your operation?
The jerk season.
That's something you put together
mm-hmm.
with all the different things.
Yes.
So sort of like I have a Greek seasoning I make, and I just put it together, and then when we need to make Grecian chicken, that's the seasoning we use.
We have ting. That's a good thing to wash your Jamaican dinner down with.
Have what?
Ting. It's a sparkling grapefruit juice.
Okay.
Mm. I was just going to ask, like, what type of drinks do you guys
have? Yeah, we got the boiling bottle soda.
Yeah.
So
I saw that. Why that brand?
I just want to be a little different because we use Boar's Head premium meats for our
That's another
meat.
Thing I was going to bring up, too. She's going ahead of me. You're reading my notes here?
No.
But you guys are using Boar's
Head.
You ever hear Boar's Head?
I don't think so.
It's like the top of the line of lunch meats. It's like pretty much the top. It actually was big in Indianapolis. Now you're starting to see it in the grocery stores.
Mm.
And if you go to a grocery store and you want, say, boar head turkey, you're going to be paying $12 a pound or something like that.
Oh,
it's
wow.
very, very high end. And it's also gluten-free.
It's gluten-free, yes.
So it works out with it. So what different meats do you have in the boar's head?
We got the corned beef. We have the roast beef. We got jerk turkey. They have their own jerk turkey.
Really?
And we have ham, a tavern ham.
Right.
And oven roasted turkey.
Now, I did delis for 21 years, so I know all the lunch meats. I know how they're done. What turned you on to Boar's Head? Because you could have went maybe a tier lower and went to, say, Sara Lee items or Eckridge items. Why'd you go to Boar's Head? Because it is very, very costly.
It is.
But it's good. It is good.
I got to taste
it. It's good. That's the only reason. It's good.
Right.
Like, it's gluten
You went
free,
for quality.
Right.
So I heard that you guys do corned beef. Do you offer like a corned beef and cabbage?
Wrap?
Or wrap. Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
We have a Reuben wrap.
Oh, you do?
Ooh, that
yes.
sounds good.
We have the corned beef, the sauerkraut with Thousand Island. Mm.
Do you have like a swirl wrap? Like... Wrap? I don't know what
the... Oh, you're looking for where it looks like a pinwheel?
Yeah, like the rye and the pumpernickel, I think.
No, we don't have that one.
So when you do your Reuben wrap, do you heat up the corned beef and everything on the grill and then put it into your wrap?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you do have you have hot wraps, you got cold wraps.
Yep. I warmed up the corned beef on the grill. I put the sauerkraut on there, Swiss cheese, lettuce. I put my dome on there. I let it steam down, take it off.
Put it in
the- I don't let it dry out, and I put it on there.
So now you do a red, you do rice and beans?
Yes.
Is it red beans and rice?
Or? Red beans and rice.
And is it spicy?
It has a Cajun spice in there.
Yeah. So, Deja, the taste profile files you see at the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wrap over there in Merivale, would you consider it, because like I said, I've really not experienced too much of this being Greek. All we know is oregano and feta and olives and some ouzo here and there. Would you say the flavor profile is a little more spicy? Or is it, how would you describe the majority of the items in there?
I wouldn't say it's spicy. I say more mild because I do like spicy food. So when people ask on the like Facebook page, is it spicy? Oh, I don't like spicy food. I don't really say it's spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's more mild than spicy, if anything.
Well, Deja, do you guys offer like hot sauces and things like that?
Yeah, if you want a spicy.
Look at her eyes. Damn it. If you want it spicy, I'll give you spicy.
Yeah, we will spice it up a little bit
I got spicy for you.
I got spicy for you.
Somebody on the counter says, hey, I want a little spicy. Deja just jumps up. You want some spice?
I give you a kick if you need it. Yes.
So you don't have any kind of beef patties, hamburgers?
We got beef patties.
Do you?
They're also they're a high item. Some people like them baked. Some people like them fried. I prefer to bake them just because they get a little greasy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we sell beef patties.
Like on a hamburger bun?
Nope. They're Jamaican beef patties.
Oh wait, okay.
Hold
she just like goes through it like it's like you know. Like if I said, what's a Jamaican beef patty?
It's a spicy beef, and it's in like a, it looks like a, maybe a.
Like a pizza puff.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like a pizza puff. So.
Okay. I never heard of that.
Yeah. Spicy beef patty.
Spicy beef patties. Mm-hmm. So you were alluding to dumplings. So you do a chicken. She's crying now.
Chicken.
Why
dumplings.
Did I even say it? I'd never say dumplings again.
What'd you say?
Dumplings. Oh. So
yeah,
what,
we do have homemade chicken and dumpling soup.
Really?
Really.
So who makes the dumplings?
My mom. She's from scratch. She really? Has her chicken base. She
best.
Has her chicken. She chops up her celery. It's good.
So that's your steady Eddie soup every day?
Yes.
Is chicken and dumplings? Mm-hmm. Sell a lot of those?
Yes.
That sounds good.
I'm still hungry.
It's
so
really
what's the broth like? I mean, is it your basic like chicken broth or is
basic
it
chicken broth?
Something, you know, Jamaican broth or something like that? I'm just wondering.
It's a regular chicken broth, yes.
So, folks, we're down to like 5 minutes. 769-9577. Didn't it go by fast, ladies?
It did.
769-9577. Give us a call. Get a chance to get a gift card from the Tropical Jerk Hut in Wraps out of Merivale. We have Deja and Leslie here, and they took some time out to come and visit us here at 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and we're just talking all about jerk and Jamaican food. City Spuds. What's City Spuds?
It's a bacon potato. They're huge potatoes, and you can get just the basic sour cream chives and butter,
mm-hmm.
or you can build your own.
Mm-hmm.
So you can add steak, chicken, shredded cheese, tomatoes, onions. So we sell a lot of those also.
So you bake potatoes in the morning and get them ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you.
We got a convection oven. We season up the potatoes. We pop it in the oven. We cook them.
Oh,
for
so
about
you
an
season
hour.
The potatoes ahead of time? Mm-hmm. You wrap them in foil or no?
Yes.
Oh, so it's like sitting there and baking up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a question. Just the restaurant side of me. So you don't sell all those baked potatoes. What do you do with the potatoes?
We only cook a certain amount a day.
Yeah, you're trying to really guess.
My mom, she actually would take the potato and make potato salad with it.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you're doing is like you make so many potatoes. If you sold those 20 potatoes, you sold those 20 potatoes. That's a good way of doing it. That's what the guys do in the smokehouses. You notice that when they do the – we have people
she
out.
She'd rather say sold out than to not get nobody fresh food.
Oh, so, exactly.
Yep.
And that's what they do at these barbecue places. You know, mm-hmm. they make so many ribs or they do so many pork butts. And if they sell out, you sell out. Mm-hmm. That's it, you know. And go ahead.
I was going to say, is potato salad also on the menu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She says it's the best.
It's the best. You,
and people
you
come in
try
for it.
It.
You know, it's,
I gotta come in.
Oh yeah, you gotta come in.
I was like, usually.
Well, these guys at the studio, they're like on this like this desert island where this, even though there's all these restaurants around them, that you feel like you're by yourselves out here, like there's no food. And really, all you guys got to do is go down this back road here, and you go, you don't even have to go out on Mississippi to get to their restaurant. But the restaurant, to get to their restaurant, all you got to do is go down US 30, and you're going to go, if you're coming from Schererville, you're going to go be going east. And right when you hit Mississippi Street, and you'll see the mall right in front of you and Kohl's right there, you take a right on that corner, and you go down right where you see the Popeyes, and take another right, and all you do is follow the road, and if you see the Red Lobster, you look to the left, and there you have it. The
tropical, like right behind here?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
What? I could have gone there for
And it's called the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps, and it's right there. And you know what, Jose? They have very affordable lunch specials. So So just go there and get their like yesterday, I just got the jerk taco, and it was good. It was very, very good.
Try that sparkling, was it grapefruit juice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like it'll wash it down.
So you do salads, garden bowls or salad bowls?
Yes, we take the tortilla shell, put it in a mold, put it in the oven, and then we fill it with whatever they want in their salad.
So the tortilla shell, you bake them to make them crispy?
Yes.
Oh, see, I've never seen it done that way. So you put it in a mold and bake it off?
Yes.
And then you know how I do mine?
How you do it?
I deep fry them.
Okay.
I have that mold, and then I just deep fry. And I learned that from the Radisson. When I was a kid, I used to work at the Radisson or the whatever it was, the Holiday Star or whatever they ended up calling it. And I worked in the kitchen, and that was one of my jobs. I used to have to do those and to stack them up and get them ready because that was a big thing. It was a taco salad. What other salads do you do?
People request to have jerk chicken in their salad. We do the garden salad, or we do the chicken Caesar salad.
Okay. Deja, you got kid meals since you deal with kids? Are there any kid meals over there?
We have a kid's quesadilla meal or a wrap, and it comes with a bag of chips and a juice.
Now, do people, since you do things in taco shells and wraps, people want to think that you're more, I want to say Mexican, but more like Latin food or something? They mistake you a little bit?
Not really.
No?
No.
In Jamaica, did he use the taco shell a lot?
No, it has nothing to do with the other.
I'm just asking. But it's a good avenue to serve the food. I mean, I like food that I can just hold in one hand like a hot dog or a burger and just kind of eat it. So you do any catering yet?
We haven't. We did, like, when we were just doing wraps, we were, like, Super Bowl parties, we're doing wraps and things like that.
And I know you're new. It's only a few months, but is it something that you going to work up a catering menu and maybe have it ready for people?
We can work on it.
Okay.
Like,
we can work on it.
I know.
If I had a request for it, I can make it happen.
Oh, I'm sure you can make it. And what kind of notice do you think you would need on something like that?
Just a couple days.
Oh, that's pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So what's trending out there? Have you noticed anything? I mean, you've just been open a few months. What are people really kind of asking for that you didn't expect that they would be asking for?
The wings. We didn't have wings on our menu.
Okay.
So we just had the dinners. But the trending thing is, you got wings? So we got wings now. They're not on the menu, but we got them in the house. So people, on Thursdays, we usually do jerk wings and fries for our special.
Now, the wing is only a jerk wing? I mean, do you do any other flavors? They're just baked, right?
No, they're fried wings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you can. We have buffalo sauce. We have excellent buffalo sauce. Mm-hmm. You got to try that also. That's a big wrap, and it comes with blue cheese, celery on there, lettuce. It's pretty good.
So, in your business with the Jamaican food, is there seasonal stuff?
Nope, you're all year round.
Well, you're pretty much the same. Now, is there anything coming down the line that you are thinking about experimenting with?
We have a Jamaican friend, and he's telling us that we have to do the jerk burger and a jerk chicken sandwich. So he's going to come when he's off his vacation. He's going to come. I called him the other day. He's in Florida right now.
Tell him to swim across the ocean and get some ideas.
He wants us to try out a new sandwich, so we're going to get there to try this summer.
Now, how about your stepfather? Is he still involved?
He's retired, but he will come and he will wash dishes. And
that's too easy.
We can't get him to sit down. He'll sit stand there all day and keep washing dishes. And my mom, sit, have a seat. No, he won't, but he's great.
What kind of occupation was he in before?
He was a school, he's a retired school teacher, and he did carpentry on the side.
Oh, so he's
he was a wood shop and a mechanical drawing teacher.
Oh, so he likes to keep busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're telling us about the seating now. Once the weather breaks soon enough, are you guys got anything outside?
We're excited to we have the patio. We already thinking how we're going to have the palm tree effect out there, and we're going to fence it in, and we're going to try to get a DJ maybe like once a week or something to have live music out there. So we're really excited about the spring and summertime to get people out on the patio.
How about down the line a little bit of mixed drinks or some drinks or some wine or anything like that, beer?
My mom would love it. I think she's working on that as we speak.
Wait. Is she working on the bottle of wine, or is she working on getting that line, look, beer and wine license?
There's no telling what she's working on right now.
Okay, we're down to the last couple minutes. Why don't you give us your address, your phone number, and your hours of operation.
Okay, we're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Saturday, 11 to 5. We're at 1401 East 82nd Avenue, Maryville, Indiana, 46410. Our number is 219-472-0184, Tropical Jerk Cuts and Wraps.
And if somebody wanted something delivered, what do you suggest, or what's your recommendation for them to get your delicious food?
DoorDash or Grubhub.
Of DoorDash or Grubhub. Okay. Well, Jose, that hour went by fast.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left.
So I want you guys to go ahead for a minute and just thank whoever you want or give some information out. We'll start with you, Deja, first, and then we'll go to the big boss over here.
Okay. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my granny. And I want to thank my cousin, Darcelle, and my cousin, Deja, for helping us and just we all coming together. And I want to thank my daughter and my brother and my family and my friends for supporting and sharing us on Facebook, and just everybody who's just supporting us.
How about you?
I want to thank my mom, first of all. She's just been a great help to me. And my cousins, Darcelle and Ebenezer, they painted the whole building and they got everything together. My stepfather, everybody pulled together. I had my niece Deja come in. We didn't even know she was going to help, and that was great that she came in and she works wonders for us. And then I have my brother and sister-in-law who came and did the menus for us. And we did do signs by tomorrow. They did our signs. We loved it. And mm-hmm. I thank the local people. And I just want to thank the town of Maryville and Gary and the surrounding cities for coming out and supporting us.
So maybe one day we'll see you guys at a farmer's market or something like that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing, because I don't think the area has Jamaican food. You don't really...
I was like, the only Jamaican food I really have is when I go to Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's where we're going.
Wait, after this?
No. Like, before we opened up, we took this trip to Chicago.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And kind of looked at what was going on and stuff
like
that.
That's where we ate. Like I said, I grew up on, like, I remember as a little kid, we go into Maxine's. They're no longer open. It's like on 79th. Like, we drove to Chicago to get the food. So, yeah.
So, folks, I want to thank Leslie and Deja from the Tropical Jerk Hut and Wraps for joining us here on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. I want to thank Roy for calling in. And, you know, people out there in the future, just call in. We got some gift cards always. We'd like to hear your input. And, you know, our guests here would like to hear from the public.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to thank Anthony and his girlfriend. They came out and helped us out too. Thank you all.
Okay. Oh yeah, one more thing. Like us on Facebook, check in and leave a review for us. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
Jose, thanks for sitting in.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And you know
fantastic
what?
Fantastic food.
It is fantastic food. My son goes to Crown Point, so I want to wish the girls basketball team at Crown Point good luck in the playoffs there. Hopefully you'll go to state and win state. I want everyone to have a great weekend. Enjoy the thaw. Enjoy the warm weather. Be safe out there. Yasu!